in his office for him, so. Huh? Uh-oh. At least we got straightened up.
Next item of business, road and bridge update. If you gentlemen will all join us. Contagious. You all right?
Yeah.
No, did you know. Face towards Rick?
Yes, yeah.
Are you?
Is this better? Wrong. Does this help?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
On MoDOT bid for a one-ton vehicle. The only cost that won't be in there is this unit here that I need to add to that. This we would have to bid out on our own to acquire that. The estimated cost would be about $6,500 to $7,000. But that's the air unit that would be required to set in the back of that to do the sign operation. So.
But then this would be set, this would be bid separately.
This would be bid
separately. All right, I understand.
On our own, that.
I got you.
These are the other vehicles that's on that list, each with their. Basically, what I was looking to purchase is one three-quarter ton size vehicle, three half-ton vehicles, and then that one-ton vehicle.
Are these delivered, or is it?
That's delivered with an additional cost, I think, of $1 a mile, not to exceed $300, is what's in the bid specs of MoDOT. So there would be. Depending on the distance, and these are basically, that dealer's in the Columbia area, so whatever the distance there, there would be an additional $100 to $150 charge, whatever the mileage is from there.
It's, it'd lead up all that. No. Yes, it will. It'd be $300 each.
Yeah.
Easily.
Or we could go pick them up there. You don't have to have it to live them. I guess you want to make that choice.
Well,
if we do it cheaper.
We have to pay the gas. Ben's time.
Time.
But we're getting a total of how many vehicles?
I'm looking for five, yes.
That's $1,500.
Have we, I know this was brought up before when you brought this up, but do we have local that, I know once they got close enough to, got within $68 of state bid.
HIDTAB spreadsheet that's on MoDOT's website, the closest local dealer would have been Republic as far as the number of local was actually listed on their vendor list, I mean on their spreadsheet. If we want local, we actually need to bid out for that and compare the cost. It'd be additional timeline for that 30 days. When we get them, we could possibly may beat that price. I don't know.
The only thing that I could see was is if you had maintenance. You're saying that they would, even though they were bought off of the state bid of Columbia, they could be serviced at Republic.
Warranty any Chevrolet dealer. Or whatever brand.
Could we wait the 30 days? Are we needing these now, or could we wait the 30 days to do a bid locally?
We can wait to do a bid. I mean, it's going to be another 30 days then from the time you award the bid, whether it be buy them on that or award if we do our own bid, it would be the timeline. These are going to be about average 60 to 90 days from the time of order. So you'd actually get the vehicle, so it's going to put it summertime to almost fall by that time, depending on how.
My only concern is, and I understand where you're coming from, but what... when we have local dealerships that get within, I believe it was $68 one other time when we bid, that I hate not to give them another, if they're trying to be that competitive, I hate not to give them a chance to bid on those items. What do you guys, I mean, is these vehicles that you need to replace, are they down to having to have a lot of maintenance in the shops?
Basically, we've got one that the engine's out of now that we're actually bidding out because we have three local dealers. We're actually bidding out a replacement engine for that particular vehicle. That's one of the newer ones. The rest of them, what these will be replacing is vehicles with high mileage, or we want to get rid of some older vehicles that are 2000, 99s and 2000 year, maybe even older than that. I think what we pegged out that we want to get rid of this fall. So
99 to 2000. Anything that we got up and got into the later 2000s, you know, that it, we decided that we wanted to move, I think we could probably put them on that government list. There's two companies up there that...
Purple Wave and something else.
Purple Wave and something else that we do, but I don't think a vehicle after it's 10 years old even registers on the Blue Book scale as far as cost?
We do have some equipment that's going to be older than that.
No, not the equipment. I'm talking about vehicles. That's left up to you guys. You think we want to put these?
I'd like to see.
That's going to be the cost based on that with the options, and we can do that on our own. So if we do that,
yeah, I'd like to go to local.
Could we stand in recess for 5 minutes? Let me answer that.